as I hated this and I needed to end it and get the fuck out, fast. Letting her go down on me was a mistake. I never let a chick put her mouth on me. Shit, what had I been thinking? I thought it might be different after spending 2 weeks with her. I liked her, damn it. But I couldn't do this. I grabbed her by the shoulders. Get off me. Her magnetic blue eyes widened, and I felt her hand jerk on my cock. What? I said, get the fuck off me. My hands tightened on her shoulders, and I felt the familiar sickness rolling in my stomach. I had to get the hell out of here. I should have never done this with her. I didn't do sweet and slow. I did fast and hard, and I was out of there before the bullshit barreled into me. I went to roll out from under her, but she found my hand that had a death grip on the sheet. Her fingers slowly pried open my fist, and then she entwined them with mine and squeezed. I looked down at her, and for a moment, I thought maybe I could. No. I said the word, but didn't move. She lowered her head, but kept her eyes on me while her tongue teased the head of my cock. She kissed it, gentle and tender, something I'd never had before. And I wanted it, but chick sucking my cock was off limits. It was them having power that let the demons in. I groaned as her tongue flicked over the sensitive tip. My fingers dug into her flesh, and I fought the need to throw her away from me and, at the same time, push her head down on my cock, forcing her to take me deeper. I want to taste you. Come for me, she said. I couldn't. Not like this. She had too much of me already. Fuck this. Screw all of it. I pushed her off me and her hand slid from my cock as she fell to the side. Reem? I ignored her as I sat up and swung my legs over the side of the bed. I went to get up when her arms came around my neck. What do you need? To leave. I reached down for my jeans, lying on the floor. This was stupid. I should have never hooked up with her. She was my bandmate's girl's best friend. I went to stand when she grabbed my arm and pulled me back until I lay on the bed. Jesus, I don't want to fuck you, Kat. I knew it was a lie, because I wanted to fuck this girl bad. I'd spent 2 weeks with her at the farm, waiting for news about Emily and Logan. We'd unpacked all the boxes, painted the rooms, fixed fences for the horse paddocks, even planted flowers in the garden. Okay, she did that. I watched while drinking a beer. There was no question Kat was hot. Long legs, blonde, beautiful bright blue eyes, and she had this angled jaw that made her look hard and intense, but Kat was fun. Despite the emotional worry that we both felt for our friends, Kat wasn't a sobbing mess. Shit, I never once saw her cry. When we'd met at the bar the night Emily was kidnapped, I'd seen her from the stage, and my first thought was she looked like a snobby bitch. But she was hot, so I wanted to fuck her. Probably would've if shit hadn't hit the fan with Emily. I'd found out over the next 2 weeks that Kat was nothing like I'd labeled her. Fuck, the girl had a strength inside her that surpassed my own. And that made me want to fuck her more. I was dragged back to the present when Kat leaned over me and our eyes locked. The corners of her lips slowly curved upwards with that sweet, sassy smile. Bullshit, she said. Her hand found my pulsating cock again, and she stroked it once. This, she squeezed, and I groaned as the blood rushed to the head. Wants me. So, tell me what you need. I never had conversations in bed with chicks, let alone had time to discuss what the hell I needed, because I always just took what I needed and then left. Always quick, hard, and done, before there was time for the darkness to fuck with me. But she'd already far surpassed my usual.